here we're holding on Chof HaMad Alev, and we're brought to this story of Barshatya, and Rav Nachman compared this situation with the Tzar to the situation of Barshatya. So what was the situation of Barshatya? Meaning the Hava and Nixit the Barshatya, the more this year comparable to the case of the property of Barshatya. The Barshatya Zoban Nixi, he sold property, he sold, Rashi says he sold karka. Asubetrev Amri Kishu Shoto Zoban. There was two Adam say that Barshatya had a illness that he was itim cholim, itim shoto. Sometimes he was healthy, sometimes he would have a status of a shoto. And Tuadim said that this sale took place when he was halachically the status of a shoto, therefore the sale is invalid, he can keep his property. The sale is not valid. And the Vaosi Betreba Omri Kishahu cholim zovin. And Tuadim said that when he was healthy, he sold it, therefore the sale is valid. So what do you do over there? So Amar Avashi, Uki Trey Lahadi Trey, Uki Mamad Bechesis Barshatya. So the by Karaka we go back to the Morikama. Barshatya was the Morikama. He was the Morikama is the last known owner. He's known as to be the owner. So it's okay. So we deal with that. That's called the. We don't have a physical way to be Muxik Mitzchalavaraya by Karaka. The Morikama functions in that role. So since we have a suffix, so we leave it where it is. Okay. But Moran El Isle Chazaka Davose. But this halacha that the Barshatya is given to Barshatya is only we know that for sure that it belongs to his he got it from his ancestors. Even if he's a shaita, he owns it. Yarish, he can be Yarish the karka. Unless the chazaka davose, he doesn't have a chazaka that he got from his fathers. It means he bought it from somebody. Well, maybe he bought it in the state of being a shaita because he goes back and forth. So he's not the last known owner because we can't say for sure definitively that he owned it. Armenian kashu shaita zavan, kashu shaita zavin. We would argue possibly that he bought it as a shoita and then he sold it as a shoita. The same as we're saying that he sold it as a shoita and therefore it's not a valid sale to the second individual. It's very possible that he bought it as a shoita. He never was the owner to start with. So now, if the person bought it is taking possession of it as much as a possible possession by karka. So we can't if we don't have a valid status of being him being the Morikamo, so the person who's in the field now says, you know, it's possible that he sold it as a valid sale. You're asking me to vacate the field based on a possibility which you don't know for sure that it was problematic. So you can't even call the Morikamo to motzi from the person who's there. So getting back to over here. The case of Trey or Trey.
Yeah, but how does it get into the guy, the last purchaser, how's he entitled to it? I mean, if you wanted to say he was a shoto when he bought it, and so it goes back to that previous owner.
I understand, but right now this person is claiming that both are valid. You're coming along and saying maybe that it wasn't valid, and therefore he has the right to emotzi it from him. He's saying, well, if it wasn't valid, I don't know what was valid. So the original Morikama doesn't seem to be being tovei the karka. He seems to be happy to leave it where it is. So I'm not mechuyav to deal with that question. Right? Okay. Okay. So applying it back to over here, Sir Nachman said, so what you see moving around it? A little more.
It's okay.
So what we're dealing with over here is so you see in a case of Trey or Trey, you can use the status of Chazaka. So over here, with regards to using the Karka, using the Shtar, we'll put Trey against Trey. and we will use the chazaka to decide the issue. So, which means we leave the money by the loiva. But the reason why we didn't say that the shtar is that the enamel to pass the shtar totally is because it's trey or trey. So if the malva had been typhus, the malva had seized any property, we cannot take away from the malva either. Okay. Zek Rashi. We're looking at Rashi.
What if he subsequently takes away the money? Like they go to, you know, Beis Din. So, you know, it goes with, you know, whoever is Muchzah.
So, it's an interesting question. Tosfos raised the question over here. So this is going to function somewhat like a kol dolam gvar, right? That because that whoever grabs it, Bezin can't intervene. Bezin has no power to intervene. So Tosfos in one shot said this is only works with, if it's a tfitsa kadim shenel l'safik.
Tfitsa what?
Kadim shenel l'safik. Bezin will honor the fact that the person is taking it. We have no, he walks in right now as the muchzik. And we have no power to take away from him. But once we decide that we should leave it where it is, we made a decision to leave where it is. So the decision of giving it, awarding it to the muchzik, even though we're not using the tray of tray, we can't decide against any, but we can decide based on the rules of muchzik to leave where it is. The other person may not take it subsequently. That's what Mishnah Tosfos says. Tosfos gets involved in that maybe this is the case of Tvisa with the Tanis Sofik, Tvisa with the Tanis Bori, right? That, you know, nobody's able to say definitively what the status of the Edom are. So we get involved, the Rishonim get involved in many of the issues of Tvisa, when Tvisa works and when Tvisa doesn't work, arise in the context of this Gemara. Right. Let's see Rashi. Let's see how Rashi says it. Okay, we're looking at Rashi on Yitesim Abayz. Second to last line, Rashi. Shekarla b'ir. So if there are, there's either other edim to validate the shtar, or alternatively we have a document which they're signed on, which that document has been challenged and validated. The person who was in that other case, that document which had been produced, the one who the claim was being made against had argued that it's not kosher. And he had challenged the documents, the shtar, and Bezin had been massacred. The Bezin had found the edim to validate that shtar, so we know for sure that that's a valid shtar. If we compare the signatures, this shtar is also considered valid. Okay? So that's the prices of that situation. They're not believed to pass the shtar. So, Tredemar Kasha, Umagbina Bay, Bitsumiya, Tredas a question. You're going to collect with the shtar, but it's a tray of tray. You know, Edi Ashtar Bays, the Elu Bays, Meidim Aleim, Shepsulim Hoyu, Boys Ashaw, the Edim of the shtar are considered two Edim that it's valid to collect with. And now these Edim are being made, that they're Psulim at that time. These two other Edom are walking and saying, yes, we recognize the signatures. We know they were Psulim. But the Edom Shtar, through their validation that they signed to the Shtar, and the assumption we had before that the Shtar is valid, they're being made through their Ksav that the Shtar is valid. So Rav Sheshe said that we see from here that achosha tchilas hazama. So this is a form of achosha. There's two edim saying that they're valid, two edim saying they're not valid. Ukshem shem mezimim ha'edim el mifneim shrehem boim lechayvon tzil oinshin oinefesh amamim. So by case of hazama, the mezimim can only testify if the muzomim are there. The Zomim are there because they're coming to testify in some way to give them an oinish, whether they're going to be punished with malchus or with misa or they have to pay money. But her omer v'hu ad mivolov, that you have to you testify to the bialim. Yomu balashtar b'yamin al shor. The world learns out that the balashtar has to be there when you're testifying about the damage that the shor did, because you're being mechayev of the person money. So anytime you're testifying to affect the person and punish him, it's only validated as if the person is present. So Rav Sheshet says the same way that's true by Hazoma. So Hakosha, which you're not, the Torah does not give them bonus to the second pair more than the first pair. But Hakosha is the beginning of the process of Hazoma. Because really Hazoma is a form of contradicting them to the point that they're believed. So here they're being machish them without being believed, but it's the beginning of the process. And therefore, kachem achishim afilu levata dusa. You can't be machashim even to be levata the raidis unless the other raidim are here, which they're not. Therefore, we don't believe the second pair at all. The Machman says, I don't get it. That have the raidim been here. Therefore, Rav Sheshet understood you collect with the shtar. You're saying, so Nachman says, what are you saying? You're saying if both Adam, the original Adam are present, we would not rely on them. Literally look at them, we would not rely on them. We would not allow the star to go through. So Hashta, the Ika, when they're not here, Dika the Maymar, Ilo Hava Kamon Havi Moja Lahani. And it's very possible that they would not even disagree with the postulant. Amarta Mahemni, you're going to argue that the Edom on the star are believed to collect with, when the possible they would even agree that they're not kosher. So rather, Rav Nachman says, what you do is you put Trey against Trey, which means Beches is a loiva. You leave it by the loiva. And it's a question of whether the document was a document of a sale. And now it's being challenged, so the moicher was the morikama, would keep it. The Brisa says, so it means effectively they've undermined the shtar, so they are believed. The other Brisa, in the money, the second pair is not believed to puzzle the shtar. It doesn't mean that it's a valid star, therefore you can collect with the star, because you can't. So means that they have affected the star. The Bryce says they're not believed to pass the star. Ella means the Lucharina late. You don't destroy the document. If they be believed, you would destroy the document, you would tear it up. Why is it important? It means the Lucharina. If he's tough as meaty, had he taken possession of, had the malva taken possession of something from the loiva as a payment, and now the loiva comes and says, listen, give me back my money because the star was not valid. I have eight of them, but the star is not valid. So we don't take away from the malva. We leave the money where it is. But you see, Rashi presents the scenario that the Malba had been typhus before the Loiva comes with this document, with his argument that the star is not good. Right, so that would seem to read like the Tosis says, it's kind of Shalom Sophic. So the Tosis over here, Uki Mamad Beches Mori, deals with the question of whether Tosis should work. Tosis asked the kashim from the Din of Tukva Koyin. Tosis says, "I'm Tisa the Lacher Sveika Lav Klumhu." Tisa doesn't work after the Bezin is aware of the question. So that's Tosis kasha, and then so Tosis says that Tisa Lacher. Tosis has three answers to the question. So the first Tosis is with Yesh Lomer. It's about halfway down the Tosis. Tosis asks him in the case of Tukva Koyin. So the case of Tukva Koyin is. An animal which gave birth to it miscarried. Tukva, okay. Yeah. So an animal which gave birth to something which was questionable, that it had status of a formed child, subsequently gave birth to a viable child. So the question is, if the first birth was considered a birth, the second child is not the bechor. If the first birth was not considered a birth, the second child is the bechor. The kohen has a right to the animal. So now the kohen is coming and saying, I want the animal. Right? And he's still saying, maybe it's not. The kohen saying, maybe it is. Nobody knows. We know what happened the first time. It was not paskin. The bezin could not decide what its status was. So it's a known suffix, but nobody knows the answer. So there comes the Morris says, we all talk, if the kohen would seize the behemoth, he'd have to give it back. Because tefisa lachar shenavu l'safek. Everybody knows the question. The kohen is taking it, so he has to give it back. It means even though we can't say for sure definitively it belongs to the Yisrael either. So we should argue, listen, it's by the Yisrael. Leave by Israel. The kohen has it. Leave by the kohen, which there is one of them that holds ematzin miyoder. The Rambam passes ematzin miyoder. Although the Rishonim argue on the Rambam, passes ematzin miyoder. But so how does it work? So even though we don't know, but once the question is brought to Bezin, and Bezin decides hamotzi mechaver l'varaya, that's a decision that Bezin made, which they awarded it to the Yisrael. So the Yisrael, it's the Yisrael's. And the Yisrael was subsequently use that to be mekadesh anisha. She's married. Because the Bezin decided that it's his. So the kohen can't grab it anymore. So, and here we're saying that we have a tefisa lachar shenavu l'safek, and it works. So Tosfos says, one teretz is the case where it was tefisa like we're looking at Rashi, was beforehand. That's Tosfos' second teretz. Tosfos' the first teretz is that no, tefisa lachar shenavu l'safek works, but not by the case of the kohen, because the kohen is also a safek. The kohen is not claiming he believes that he has a right to it. He's saying, maybe. So if your type is it after the suffix is known, and you yourself are saying maybe, you can't keep it. But again, over here, the Malb is grabbing this saying, I let the money, I have a right to this money. He's saying a tanis bori. Then you can't take it away from him, even though it's after the shenavu l'safek. V'yishter v'lashanik ha-bibachor, shekoyim tovis mi-safek. Then yudeya im b'chorhu, ha-bohachar shetoyim bori mehanyin tvisa. That's verse there. Okay. Then all the way towards like four lines before the end of the Torah, it says, "Well, Yishlamer, the Hacham Marish Kishatofes, kind of should have the Sofet." In other words, it means that Tosfos is saying that even Tfisa with the Tanis Bori will not work after the Sofet, but the case was here; it was before the Sofet. Rashba and Niraloi, the Rashba and Tosfos is not what we call the Rashba. The Rashba was Rav Shlomo ben Aderis. The Rashba of Tosfos was Rav Shimshon ben Avraham, was one of the Balei Tosfos. Is also the Rash Mishans. Rashboni Rola the Hamid of Brisa B'Shoiver. Okay, so this over here wasn't a star to collect. In the case of the Brisa, was a star, was a receipt. This over here was a receipt. And they're arguing whether the receipt is valid, which means. The Malva, it has a star, you owe me money. The Lord is saying, no, I paid, I have a receipt. And now the receipt is in doubt. Right? So what the Bryce is saying is that the Malva, even though he has a definite star, and he should be able to collect, the suffix shoiver allows the lawyer to keep the money, and that's what ukimana bechesis mori means. Not that someone was typhus. Nobody was typhus over here. It wasn't a case of tefisa b'klal. It was the lawyer's money to start with. But the malva has a seemingly a valid halacha claim against this money, and the shoiver, which is doubtful, allows the lawyer to keep the money misafik, and that's the case of the rice. So if the person would be believed, the shaver is invalid, and the lawyer has to pay. Now that it's questionable, they're not believed to pass on the shaver, and therefore the shaver is kosher misafik to the extent you can't take away from the lawyer, and that's how the case of the brisa would be relevant. So it's not the case of the piece at all according to the Rashba. That's how he takes his case out of that. Okay. Um, Yeah. There is a Tosfos Rid which I want to do with you. In my Tosfos Rid, it's actually placed on Chafam and Aleph. I can't vouch for any other version of it.
Why?
The Tosfos is read. So it's somewhat of a parallel to the Tosfos in Savilian and the Macher. So he grapples with that. How can you're using the datum of the star to say the star is valid against the people who say the datum of Psulim? But if they're being made about the datum of Psulim, so how is the star stronger than had the Adam of the star standing here and say, we're not Psulim? You're not believing to say you're not Psulim. Against people say you're Psulim. So how can we call the Trey a Trey? So if you learn the Trey is not the Adam, but the actual power of the star, the chazak of the star is done properly. So we're not using the Adam of the star. But rather, Adam of the star means we know that it was a signed document. Once that's true, there's a chazakah, an ansahari, that we Bezdin know that stars are done properly. That's the trey. It's not a kasha. But Tosfos asks the kasha, and Tosfos asks the kasha. It means they're understanding that the Adam are being made through the shah, that they're kasher. That's ridiculous. And to Adam are saying they're possible. Of course they've been possible. They'll always win. So that's the Tosfos kasha, but let's leave it.
Who always wins?